Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Whatever is important to you, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Nikki.
And Nikki, welcome back.
Thank you.
Of course, coming up in tonight's show, we're going to be talking about the Boston Police. They recently acquired a new drone, and you know that because that's not enough, they also now want to create an entirely new unit to pilot this hyper-advanced drone. Basically, it's a government boondoggle. It's a way of filtering large amounts of money and military equipment to the police department. And that's not surprising. We're also going to talk about an unarmed woman who was killed by police because, I mean, if there's anything we want, it's for police to have more weapons so they can, you know, kill more unarmed. I wrote down unarmed woman, but actually, Bonnie, you have the story, and you said it's an unarmed pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Is that right? Absolutely disgusting, but not surprising, again, coming from police. But Nikki, as mentioned, you are back for the first time in several months, I think.
Yeah, a little over 2 months.
So what's been going on? Where you been?
Yeah, so I went to California for a little bit. I was training.
California?
Yeah, California, exactly. It's very much so. I was training at a birth center out there. That whole thing was very interesting. It was definitely a learning experience. I'm glad I went, but I don't know if I would recommend it.
Was it something like something that qualified you for another class or anything like that? Like, is it something you need to get done?
Kind of. I went out there to train with a preceptor because I was originally doing the PEP process to get my CPM.
And that was going to basically allow you to do everything a lot faster, right? In like a hyper-condensed period of crunch, right?
Yeah. So the PEP process is a way for me to get my CPM to become a midwife. And being out there kind of made me realize that I do not want to be licensed or regulated by the state at all. And I am officially no longer going that route.
Wow.
That's surprising. Now, I remember there was a midwifery bill here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Can you still pursue this career path without dealing with the licensing and all of that crap here in New Hampshire?
Technically, not necessarily. It depends who you ask.
Okay. Understood. There's a lot of weird things like that. Now, you weren't even in, like, the cool part of California, like the northern parts where it's more conservative, more liberty-oriented, perhaps.
So I was in the northern part of L.A. County. I still got to enjoy the almost 8% sales tax. But it's a little bit more conservative than it is in, like, actual Los Angeles area. And the people I was staying with and the people I was working with were, like, they identified as libertarian, but I would consider them more, like, Republican conservative. But they were still, like, we agreed on a lot of things. They were still, like, pretty back the blue, which isn't really ideal, but I kind of just, you know, held my tongue about
those
things.
You gotta pick your battles, definitely.
Yeah,
but you know, I know you've been in New Hampshire for a long time, or at least long enough where you at least consider New Hampshire to be your home. You mentioned 8% sales tax being, like, abnormally high.
I know, I just Googled what is Texas's sales tax, and it's 6.25. Like, I thought California would be, like, 15 or something. I don't know.
It's the highest, I think.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm just pointing the finger at Texans, like they're so free. You're not even that, I mean, the sales tax isn't even that much cheaper than California's.
Mississippi had 7%, and that's what I was going off of.
I really thought it was 7.5 or something in Texas, but Google says 6.5.
Yeah, I've just been in New Hampshire for too long, and I was like, wait, okay, so this is what happened. And I think when I called into the show, I told this story, but I went to Walmart, and I was buying a, like, battery pack to charge my phone, and I went up to the cashier, and I remember it was $44 and some change, and then it ended up being, like, $50, or, like, almost $50. And I'm not normally the type of person to argue over a couple of bucks, but I just mentioned it, like, oh, this price just isn't correct. And she's like, well, the tax. And I'm like, yeah, but it's, like, $5 more. And she's like, yeah, the tax. And I'm like, really? And then I Googled it in the car, and I was like, I am not buying anything here anymore. That's it. I'm boycotting California.
When I first came up here, I didn't know there was no sales tax. Like, that's, honestly, I didn't know any state in the union didn't have a sales tax. Probably because I was, like, completely brainwashed to think Texas was the freest state in the union until I started listening to Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
And so I came up here. I had to buy a jacket. I picked one. It was, like, $40, $35. But I was like, okay, do I have enough? It's going to be, like, $50. And then I go up there, and it was just 35 or whatever it was, and I was, like, shocked. And then I said something to someone, and they were like, yeah, it's so nice to not have a sales tax.
It is a culture shock to get to New Hampshire if you're not expecting, because I didn't know there wasn't a sales tax when I moved here. Evidently, there's three states that don't have a sales tax. New Hampshire, Oregon, strangely enough, which
right.
is a surprise
Super
to
random.
Me. Yeah. And Montana, which doesn't surprise me. But Oregon certainly surprised me. But it's so weird to go to a different state, any other state except one of those three, and suddenly you're paying, you know, 7% more than what you expect to pay. And to most people, that's normal, right? They go into a store, they go into Walmart, whatever, and they buy $10 worth of stuff. They know it's going to be $10.70. Here in New Hampshire, it's just $10. And I at least became so used to that when I go to a different state now, I have exactly the same experience where I stand there like, what is it? Why are you charging me more? This isn't what you had on the sticker.
Well, especially like being in LA County, I'm like, I don't want to give them my money. You know, like, I would prefer to give, I don't know, like I'm originally from Massachusetts, so I guess to me that feels more like home. So I'm like, if I have to give any state my money, it's definitely, I don't want it to be California. And definitely not LA County.
The sales tax graph that I have put up in front of me is a map, actually. It's got some surprising results. I have to correct myself. There's four states. Delaware also evidently doesn't have a sales tax.
That's shocking.
Did not see that coming, but Texas, Bonnie, on average, 8.19%. This includes.
Yeah, I knew this was wrong. 6.25 sounded so wrong.
This includes, like, you know, local city taxes and stuff like that, presumably, because they can add sales taxes as well. Maine is one of the cheaper ones at 5.5%, but even Massachusetts is lower than California. California is definitely one of the highest, but it's getting beaten out by several southern states, like Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee.
What's Alabama?
Alabama is 9.2%.
What? Yeah. 9%?
Wow. Almost 10% in Tennessee, 9.55%. In these conservative states, they're beating Washington and California and the state of New York. It's not a good look for any of these. But, of course, you do have these four awesome states, New Hampshire, Oregon, Montana, and Delaware, that have no sales tax whatsoever. So welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm saddened for you that the career path that you, the whole reason for your trip out to California ultimately didn't.
But you know, it was actually really good because there are other things I can do within this field, and it just, and I was kind of going back and forth, like, do I really want to be licensed with the state? Because I feel like as I'm trying to serve women in my community, if I'm licensed with the state, I'm always going to have to face that decision. Am I going to, you know, not follow the state regulations and possibly lose my license? Or, like, who am I going to choose, the state or women?
Okay.
So, for me to completely, authentically serve women in integrity, I can't be licensed. It's just literally impossible for me to do my job to the best of my ability. So.
That's a really good position to take. It's unfortunate that the state has meddled in affairs to the extent that you have to choose between, you know, being licensed and actually fulfilling the role that you choose to fulfill in society. But that is what the governments do. Even here in New Hampshire, the whole midwifery nonsense that happened a year ago, it should never happen in the first place. You had a bunch of, I think in that case, it was people wanting to create this medical board that oversees midwifery, but only one person on the board was going to actually be a midwife. Just a complete takeover of an industry by the government so they could control it and run it to the ground and create regulations.
And they gave, like, such a dumb reason, too. It was like, oh, we're going to be sued because your board is too small, or, like, there's not enough midwives or something.
They came up with, like, a theoretical scenario that could happen. Like, somebody could try to sue us because this isn't regulated enough. It wasn't even like, oh, we almost got sued. We need to fix this.
And nobody really looks at the big picture about what the real implications of that could be. You know, changing up the board and having doctors in charge of midwifery doesn't even make sense.
It certainly doesn't. Another thing that doesn't really make sense is this formula shortage. And you want to talk about that because, you know, that's a big issue for women these days. And that, as you said, that's what you do. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki, and you're you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. And we're going to be talking about this unarmed pregnant woman who was murdered by police and the Boston Police Department, not the police department that did this, I don't think. For all I know, it was. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, it was Kansas City.
But the Boston Police Department, they have a new toy, and they want a new unit to play with that toy. But before we get into that, Nikki, this formula shortage, I have not been paying very much attention to this news. To me, it's sort of like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing, except it's actually serious. Right? And
yeah.
I know a lot of people have been talking about the formula shortage, and it's a big, major thing, but it doesn't have any impact on me and my world, what I have going on, so I haven't paid any attention to it. I saw something about Bill Gates having some master baby formula plan that he was coming out with. Is that even true?
I haven't heard about that, but okay, that would not surprise me at all.
I'm assuming it's probably not true, because that was, it was among those conspiracy theories. Oh, just in time for the baby formula shortage, here comes Bill Gates with his new magic formula that's going to fix everything.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know if that was true or not. So what is going on with the formula shortage? Because it does seem like government calls this, as I understand it, and that the FDA went into the largest facility where baby formula is being manufactured. And did they close it down?
Yeah, I think, I can't remember the exact number of babies, but it wasn't more than six. It was like either like one to six babies. It was like a very low number of babies allegedly died from the formula.
Which sucks.
Is it just one brand that they make? Or?
So it's kind of confusing because they shut the whole plant down, but there are like hundreds of different kinds of baby formula. To be completely honest with you, it's all the same crap. But they just rebrand it, and
that's what I would expect.
You know?
I mean, sort of how all of these different cereals that are made by Kellogg's and Malt and Mills and all of these others, they're all made at the same factory, and then they just get packaged into a different box.
Yeah, and they're all fortified, and it's actually very similar. Like, cereal is a good thing to compare baby formula to, because they're all artificially fortified. And
I don't know what that means.
So basically what they do is they put a bunch of vitamins and minerals into the cereal,
okay,
and then they market it to parents and children, and they're like, hey, look at this, is just like taking a multivitamin for your kids, and it's so easy to feed it to them, blah, blah, blah. And then, but it's like genetically modified, and it has high doses of all of these, like copper, iron, zinc, like all of these metals. So then your kids have a toxic overload of heavy metals. Don't get me wrong, you do need copper, iron, zinc, and, you know, you need these things in your body.
Yeah, but isn't it true that, you know, vitamins and these sort of supplements, these, what was the term you used when they infuse it into
fortify?
Yeah. Isn't it true that the better way to do this is to modify your diet so you're getting those naturally?
Absolutely.
That's how Conan got me off of almond milk, because, like, I mean, I wasn't listening to any of his other arguments, but he said something about the fortified calcium and all this stuff. And really, it's like playing with medicine. Like, if you are just drinking a whole bunch of calcium every day, like way more than you need, and you don't know it just because you're like, oh, I'm drinking almond milk. But if you're drinking something like cow's milk or food with iron in it, it has other things in it that help your body absorb the right amount instead of just putting it in like a powder.
Yeah, I'd always heard that multivitamins and things like that, they were basically just ways of having more expensive urine.
Yeah, because most of them are water-soluble, so you're just going to pee them all out. So, and then stuff like iron, what happens to a lot of people is they'll be, and we're getting way off topic here, but it's hard, like people won't have the other nutrients necessary for their body to absorb the iron, but the body still has iron stores, so the body's hanging on to the iron. So they're like toxic levels of iron, but your body can't actually process it. So people will be anemic, but have too much iron. So it's this, it doesn't make any sense, but this is what's happening to children when they're eating all of these fortified cereals and formulas. They're getting too much of things, but since they're not getting it from actual whole foods, their bodies cannot process it. So the thing with formula is, it's basically just corn syrup with a bunch of toxic disease-causing chemicals.
It doesn't sound very pleasant, right? Like, isn't what they do with the formula, it's basically just this powder, and you warm it, you put it in a bottle, and you pour warm water into it or something like that? Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound very appealing.
And it is so ironic because the type of animal milk that is closest to breast milk is goat's milk. So really,
human breast milk, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So really, if a woman was unable to breastfeed her child, the best second for her to give her child is raw goat's milk. Unfortunately, in most places in the world, raw milk is illegal. Thankfully, we live in New Hampshire, where it is legal to buy and sell raw milk. But the pharmaceutical companies and, like, the Doctors Association and the Pediatrics Association will tell you that it's super dangerous to feed your baby cow's or goat's milk in place of breast milk or formula, because it's not fortified enough. It doesn't have enough of the nutrients. But really, I think that's just a load of bull.
Well, they were trained in medical school, and presumably a lot of those people who are training them in medical school, you know, help pay for the textbooks or whatever, and they own baby formula companies.
Well, I mean, the baby formula companies are literally in the hospitals, and it's crazy. Like, when I did my maternity rotation in nursing school, there's like Similac, everything. They have Similac pens. That's a formula company, if you don't know.
Similac is the only one that I've ever heard of.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, they're like the big baby formula company. They have stickers on the side of the bassinets, in the nurseries. They have
they sponsor the hospital.
Literally, they're paying the hospitals money to like pimp out their products. And then the craziest part is women who want to exclusively breastfeed, sometimes the nurses will take their babies and give them formula, essentially against their wills. Like, they'll be like, oh, honey, why don't you take a nap? You look so tired. And then while mom's sleeping, they're like, well, we don't want to wake mom up to breastfeed the baby because babies have to breastfeed like every hour, every 30 minutes, like the first few days of life. So they're like, oh, we'll just supplement with formula. And then at that point, they have completely disrupted the hormonal makeup of the breastfeeding bonding relationship with the baby, and the baby is now unable to, like, then the women aren't producing enough breast milk for the baby, and it just starts this vicious cycle of women not being able to breastfeed their kids, or, you know, women are essentially set up for failure in our society. So I don't blame women for having to formula feed, but it's just a shame because there are so many other better options. And
I always wondered why so many women are like, don't even bring up that I should be breastfeeding my baby because I can't. I'm always just like, why? Like, for thousands of years, isn't that what everyone did?
Well, you didn't have an option. Your baby would die thousands of years ago.
It's just like, why do so many people not make enough?
So it's really the disconnect that people are having with their bodies nowadays, and it starts in our own health. Like, whenever something's wrong, you run to the doctors. But really, we have everything we need to heal ourselves. Like, unless you have some crazy disease, you really don't need to be looking from outside sources to heal yourself. Like, people are just super disconnected from their bodies, and then it stems into pregnancy, birth, and breastfeeding.
Well, you have an article about people being anti-breastfeeding that I want to get into, because it does seem, it's a fair point that Bonnie raises, you know, breastfeeding worked for hundreds of thousands of years just fine. Why is that no longer good enough? 603-283-6160. If you're in the medical establishment and you can explain to me why breastfeeding isn't good enough, give us a call.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We can't take immediate action that I'm aware of yet to figure out how we bring down the price of gasoline back to $3 a gallon. and we can't do that immediately with regard to food prices either.
President Biden's comments as more Americans are becoming increasingly concerned about rising prices for food and gas. Critics argued the president could lower gas prices in the United States by reversing some of his energy policies, restricting the production of oil and gas in the United States. The Buffalo supermarket shooting suspect is receiving a 25-count indictment. It won't be made public until after his arraignment. The 18-year-old pleading not guilty to his previous indictment on a first-degree murder charge for killing 10 people in a hate crime. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 176 points. USA Radio News. New water restrictions are going into effect for the Golden State.
As most of Southern California is considered a desert, and water supplies in surrounding reservoirs are low, watering restrictions throughout parts of Southern California went into effect today. In Los Angeles, the water conservation measures, approved by the L.A. City Council earlier this month, restrict outdoor watering to 2 days per week based on your street address. All watering must be done outside of the hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you disobey lawmakers, your fine could be up to $600. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dallas Cowboys and the NFL Foundation are giving $400,000 in total to help South Texas families affected by the Uvalde school shooting. Team Executive Vice President Charlotte Jones saying last week's attack on Robb Elementary broke everyone's heart, and she promised to keep victims in her thoughts and prayers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. We're here inviting you to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. What are we doing in the studio tonight? It's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And have you almost given up trying to wake up family and friends? Well, we've got something that just might help. Truth Smacks. Our friend Susan, former English teacher and longtime truth seeker, recently started her own trail mix brand, making it, bagging it, and sealing it herself. She calls it Truth Smacks because there is a heavy dose of truth on the back of every bag. The Truth Quotes variety has some quotes on the back, and then the Freedom variety has famous quotes specifically about freedom and government tyranny. Both varieties come in two sizes, original flavor or peppermint infused, only available at truthsmacks.com/shop. It's a great way to smack your friends and family with the truth in a loving way, made with all raw, unadulterated ingredients, no artificial crap, only food as nature intended. That's truthsmacks.com/shop, truthsmacks.com/shop. Now, don't be concerned, anyone out there, the Biden administration is aware of the formula shortage, and they've got big plans, the best plans, to do something about it, even as it gets worse. I've got an article here from the New York Post that I think is worth getting into, because Biden is saying, I just wasn't aware that there was a formula shortage.
In his defense, I don't think he's aware of much.
That's a fair point.
But I don't know if that's very good defense.
Well, it's a fair defense for Joe Biden, but I'm also not sure what the president thinks they were supposed to be able to do about the shortage in the first place. Although, they do rightly point the blame here. President Biden claimed he was unaware of the crisis until early April, months after the FDA's closure of a Michigan factory triggered the shortage. So, yes, the FDA, Biden's FDA, caused this shortage. Biden made the stunning claim following a virtual meeting with major formula manufacturers moments after a top executive told the president, quote, "We knew from the very beginning that a February recall and factory shutdown at leading manufacturer Abbott would cause major problems." So they knew this was coming. And now Biden's saying, oh, we didn't know that. But the staffer and the FDA, obviously, they would have known that this was going to create major issues. The question you all ask on every single thing is, why didn't you act sooner? Well, I don't think anyone anticipated the impact of the shutdown of one facility, Biden told reporters, referring to a manufacturer that is one of just four that supply 90% of the nation's baby formula products. So that, I assume that the Abbott facility is where Similac is produced, or one of four factories where it's produced. Either way, that's obviously going to create major, major issues. And it was accurately shut down because it was, oh boy, they include Biden's quote in full instead of like paraphrasing it, so it's Bidenese. And it was accurately shut down because it was. The formula was questioned in terms of its purity. And so once we learned the extent of it and how broad it was, we kicked everything into gear. Man, what? You poor man. He's being trotted out there and being made to give speeches. And
he can barely read his teleprompter anymore. Yeah, teleprompter.
And I think we're on the way to be able to completely solve the problem. Didn't those CEOs just tell you they understood it would have a very big impact, one reporter asked? They did, but I didn't, Biden insisted.
He didn't believe them. I don't know.
Evidently not. They told him that maybe he was having a moment of senility where, like, they said this, but he was, you know, out there in fighting orcs or whatever it is that he does in his imagination when he drifts off about corn pop. When a reporter asked if the Food and Drug Administration should have been more aware, the president said, "Here's the deal." Of course he did. Why wouldn't he lead with anything else? "I became aware of this problem sometime after April, in early April, about how intense it was. And so we did everything in our power from that point on, and that's all I can tell you right now."
Shouldn't there be as much, I hate to sound like I'm like defending Trump, but shouldn't there be as much outrage about him knowing like 2 months ago as there was like where they were saying Trump knew about COVID and he didn't shut down the whole country? Shouldn't they be saying, oh, he didn't do anything and he knew for 2 months?
That would be a fair criticism, but I mean, that I wish people would see their hypocrisy, because it's so sad to me when we have rampant hypocrisy in the United States. You can point it out to people like the My Body, My Choice thing. That was one of the best examples. And that's how I'm convinced that we live in a universe where there is a God, but he's trolling all of us, because there's no way any species could evolve that was capable of saying, "My body, my choice. I shouldn't have to have this vaccine or wear a mask if I don't want to." And then not even a year later say, "No, my body, my choice isn't applicable when it comes to your body and whether or not you should have to carry on being pregnant." We can't live in a
sense.
We simply can't live in a universe where people are truly that hypocritical and that lacking of any self-awareness about it.
And it's like,
yeah, here we are.
The libertarians are the ones that usually are like pretty good on that thing, on that topic, like having principles. But on that one, they're just awful. They're like, "I know I was saying my body, my choice for the last 2 years, but everybody who gets pregnant still has to have their, like, they have to have a baby, and they can't have a voluntary agreement with a doctor."
I don't understand.
But what about the baby's body, you guys? What about the babies?
The baby wouldn't be alive without the mom.
I mean, and that's a tragic thing, right? But under no circumstances have we ever had a society where you can be required to give up part of your literal flesh for the benefit of someone else. It doesn't matter if you've got a 5-year-old cancer patient who's going to die. They are 100% going to die if they don't get a kidney from me in the next 2 weeks. No one can force me to give up my body for that child's well-being. And that's a living child, already born, 5 years old, got... People have been a part of his life for 5 years. But still, even a corpse, you have to have permission from someone before they die to make them donate their body for someone else's benefit. But when it comes to pregnancy, all of that goes out the window, and these people operate under the belief that they can force you to do whatever you want.
Well, let me tell you, I firmly believe that if men were the ones getting pregnant, we would not even be having this conversation right now. And I truly believe that.
I think you're probably correct. And... It's sad how that works out, but like the fact that birth control exists almost entirely for women and is essentially non-existent for men is sort of proof of that claim, right? Women can only be pregnant one time in a 9-month period, but I don't know if people realize this, but a guy can get countless women pregnant in that same period, but yet who was birth control designed for? Not the one who can actually go out and get multiple people pregnant. Or can cause multiple pregnancies, rather.
I just seriously think that it needs to become more socially acceptable to get the thing Ian got done.
I was called
a vasectomy. A vasectomy, because you can have it reversed. You could also freeze your eggs before you get it done and never have to get it reversed. And you can also adopt, but you can also get it reversed.
And I also want to say that a vasectomy doesn't screw with men's hormonal systems. Birth control, IUDs, the pill, all of that stuff. It screws with women's hormones so much, it causes them to gain weight, get acne, it just...
Doesn't it basically convince their body that they're pregnant, like, all the time or something like that?
Yeah, and then, like, they'll still be menstruating, so they're like, oh, it just regulated my cycle. No, the whole thing is fake. They're just getting, like, a fake period, and it's... The more I've learned about it, the more creeped out I've gotten. And like Bonnie said, it's almost so much easier and safer for a man to get a vasectomy. It's literally a outpatient procedure. It takes like not even a day to like recover from it.
It is, but it is not 100% reversible, I've learned recently. If you go on for too long, it does become effectively irreversible.
Yeah, but that's like 10 years, and you can freeze sperm before then. So then
that's
you wouldn't have to.
And in vitro has a much higher success rate than other forms of trying to get someone pregnant, so.
But I also wouldn't try to force men to do that. It's still their body and their choice.
Absolutely. I saw what I meant.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. But yeah, I get what you mean.
No, but I understood you want to round up all the men and make
only
them
fair.
Get vasectomies. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us talking about the baby formula shortage here. Coming up, we're going to be talking about police brutality, though. Where are the pro-lifers when police kill a pregnant woman? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us. Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And Nikki, you got back just in time for Fork Fest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Those are coming up. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is under 3 weeks away at this point. I'm looking at that one, man, I am not prepared because that's my summer. Once summer hits and I leave for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I kind of don't really get back to not being out doing stuff until like mid-August, somewhere around there. So it's a bit hectic here in New Hampshire because the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it is the largest gathering of libertarians, I believe, in the United States, if not the world, happens every single year. But you can't go to that if you don't already have a ticket and you can't find one on the black market or something like that. Because we're libertarians. If someone has an extra ticket, they're almost certainly willing to sell it on the black market. And I don't think the Free State Project would particularly care. But anyway, ForkFest follows the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's June the 27th through July the 3rd at the same place, Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. But ForkFest has no tickets. Rogers Campground may be sold out for ForkFest. We don't know because we don't sell tickets. All you have to do is show up, get your RV site, your camping site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground, and that's it. You're attending ForkFest. Even if you don't intend to be there for ForkFest, you're just like, this is a nice camping ground. I'm going to go on this day. Well, welcome to ForkFest. We'll treat you with love and compassion like we do everyone. Check out the unofficial website at forkfest.party and connect with other ForkFesters. That's forkfest.party. Now, we were talking a bit about, you know, the pro-life, pro-abortion, the pro-choice thing, and that made me realize that this cop who killed this unarmed woman
Friday
in Kansas, There are laws in some states that would require a person who kills a pregnant woman to be charged with two crimes.
Double homicide.
But I can't imagine that's going to be applied to a police officer. So tell us what exactly happened here, because the way you portray it, the woman said that she was pregnant, had her hands in the air, and was still shot and killed by this police officer.
Yes, and the cops are trying to say one thing, and an eyewitness says another thing, so let's just get into it.
Oh, there's no video?
Body footage that they haven't released yet.
This is why you always whip out your camera and record police interactions. It doesn't matter if you're just passing by.
The bystander got a short video of the lady already shot.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Way too late, though, man. Yep. Unfortunately. That should be like, train yourself. Have that be instinctual. Whenever you see a police officer interacting with someone, whip out your phone, open up the camera, and start recording. If it seems like just a normal, peaceful encounter, or relatively, quote, peaceful encounter, you have a thug here harassing some innocent person, if it seems like no one's going to get shot or there won't be any police brutality, you just keep going if you want. Not everyone has to be out there cop blocking. But as a general rule of thumb, if you're around and you're going to be there anyway and you're watching some stuff go down with a police officer, start recording. You can save someone's life. They're way less likely to kill someone if they know they're being recorded. And if they do kill someone, you can at least help bring them to justice.
And you might actually prevent it because they don't want to be recorded killing somebody. It says, on Friday, police officers in Kansas City, Missouri, repeatedly shot a woman in a store parking lot even after she told them she couldn't get on the ground because she was pregnant. A witness who spoke to the Kansas City Star said the woman, 26-year-old Leona Hale, had her hands up moments before the officers fired their weapons.
So they ordered her to get down on the ground. As I understood it, that was not an offense worth shooting someone over, right? I don't think they're allowed to shoot you for refusing to get down on the ground. As long as you put your hands up in the air and, you know, you're making some effort to comply, I didn't think they were allowed to shoot you. Because technically it would be a lawful order for them to say, okay, now play hopscotch. Can they shoot you if you don't do that?
They're not allowed to shoot you unless you are about to shoot them. The cops are not allowed to punish people. Like, they're only allowed to bring you to the jail to get you booked. And then they're supposed to let you free no matter what until your court date. It's crazy the way that cops or due process has just completely gone out the window. Reading all this book, but I'm audio booking is making me really, really keyed in on this type of thing. It's called.
I may have to read the book. It's called Presumed Guilty. It's by a friend of the show, Alu Axelman.
Yeah, it's on Amazon if you search that.
He was also one of the people who helped head up the New Hampshire independence drive that took place throughout half of last year and the first part of this year. So definitely a knowledgeable person, knows what he's talking about. I've never read any of his books, but you recommend this one, so I'm probably going to end up checking it out at some point. But I see it from a federal perspective, how just completely broken the due process thing is. And I don't know if his book gets into it or not, but it's not even the federal thing, right? This happens at all levels of government where the prosecutors, the district attorneys, they convene what is called a grand jury. Because most people don't know how this works. And until, you know, a year and a half ago, I didn't know how this worked because it was irrelevant to me. But they convene what is called a grand jury. And this is the prosecutors in a room. There's no judge for this. There's no defense attorney. There's no witnesses for the defense. It's just the prosecutors and some number of people who just want to get home, go back to their lives. And the prosecutors then say, okay, we want to bring these charges against this person. They lay out some amount of evidence. It doesn't matter because
there's nobody in the room to keep them accountable. I never even knew there wasn't a judge.
I don't believe there's a judge. I'm not 100% sure about that. I'm like 97% sure there's no judge. But, yes, they're not held accountable, and the grand jury isn't. They know that if they choose to indict someone, because that's what a grand jury does, they choose whether or not these charges should be brought against this person, they should have to go to trial for them. They know that they're not the ones sending this person to jail. If they're not guilty, the jury will just find them not guilty, and they'll be able to go in. So it's nothing to the consciences of the people who are sitting on a grand jury to vote to indict. It's meaningless to them. They're not the ones sending this person to jail.
Plus, most people don't have consciences or listen to their consciences nowadays.
I tend to think they do, but the stakes here, they seem so low. It's like, okay, do you think this person, even if they think they're innocent, do you think this person should be tried for this crime? Well, sure, they're innocent, so a jury will just find them not guilty. That's the perspective, I imagine, of the average person sitting on a grand jury. They just want to go home, and they know that even if they indict, they're not the ones voting this person guilty. They're just saying, yes, do a trial, get it over with.
And I'm going to assume that from what I've seen living in this world, I think that most people, like the average person, cares more about them getting home sooner than they do about this other person's life. To be completely honest, that's what it seems like looking around.
That's probably true. I don't know whether it is or not, but then the prosecutors, they bring these charges and they bring the person in and say, okay, well, look, we're charging you with 5 counts or whatever. If you plead guilty to 3 of these counts, we won't go to trial, and we won't bring additional charges against you. This is the threat that they make.
We won't bring up this, that it's going to make you fry. And it's just like they're just asserting that to people. It's not like they have actually brought it to trial yet. They're just trying to tell you, I'm going to bring this fact up or this thing that I'm going to assert up. And no matter what you say, how do you think that's going to look in front of a jury? They say that stuff.
Can we also talk about how it doesn't make sense to bring additional charges against somebody after, like,
it doesn't
a year?
Make sense, but they
yeah,
have,
like, what?
They have to have something to hold on to.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
They have to have some additional threat.
That's the point.
And they have, because it's part of the point, but they also plead guilty to these 3 charges and will drop these others. So they're not just threatening you with worse if you don't take their deal. They are offering you a little bit of a better deal if you accept it. And it's easy for them because they know that they can just call up another grand jury and bring forth more charges if you don't accept the plea deal. And if you've ever been caught in this, you know, yeah, if they want to bring me up on more charges, they easily can get an indictment to do that. It's frustrating, and there's no justice in it whatsoever, and this is the reason that 98% of all federal cases don't go to trial. And the stats on grand juries are even worse. I don't remember now off the top of my head what they were, but I think it was out of 112,000 grand juries from 2010 to today, less than, I think it was 16 failed to return an indictment. So throughout the last decade, out of 120,000-ish, I don't remember the exact numbers again, but the percentage I remember, it was 0.007% of all grand juries said, no, we're not bringing forth charges.
And what sucks is a lot of people don't even realize that juries were supposed to be almost like a fourth branch of the government, and that's not what they are at all anymore. Basically, the judge tells the jury basically to prosecute. I mean, it's not like they literally in those words do it, but they tell them, this is the counts you're supposed to pay attention to. Does it fit that? Okay, then yes, that's what you'll say guilty to. But really, the jury is supposed to be able to be a check on the judicial system by saying, okay, yeah, maybe they're guilty of this, but...
You're referring to the jury instructions where the judges basically say, okay, this is the exact criteria for a guilty plea. It doesn't matter what you think about any of this. If you find these 4 things or whatever to be true, then you must vote guilty.
Most people don't know that they can nullify and just say, yeah, maybe he's guilty, but it's not that big of a deal, so
well, you're
not guilty.
Say maybe he's guilty. They would just say yeah. Not guilty.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth.
There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.